Garnana Antwa Garnapati Gumhavamahe Kavinkavi Namupamashravastamam Jyeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvandu Tidhisida Sadhanam Om Shri Maha Garnapataye Namaha Sadashivasamarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam Asmadacharya Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam Om Sahanavavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryankaravavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavi Vishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Consciously sitting very still. Breathe deeply, helping my whole system, my mind to settle down. At least for a few minutes, put all ideas, agendas aside. Just be present with myself. Quietly, at least in a few minutes. Saragastiti pralayahe tumachintya shaktim Vishveshwaram vidita vishwamananta murtim Nirmukta bandhanam apar sukhamburashim Shri Vallabham vimalabodhaganam namami. So one thing that's pointed out in meditation is that an employee can't meditate, right? A doctor can't meditate, an engineer can't meditate, a parent can't meditate, right? Because as long as I take those in with me to the meditation, then I can't meditate, because then my focus is on what's connected to that, on my role. So meditation, as long as I have any of those roles, then meditation can't be. And it can't be, because when you're doing the meditation, if you're at that, then how are you going to focus in this? And how are you going to? It's not going to work, because my identity is there. So I want to meditate. Meditation, then these things have to be put aside. You know, you put the shoes outside and come in, right? There was one disciple of Ramakrishna order, and went into some Vedanta teacher when he came. Then the teacher said, okay, it's very good. You have to leave your Ramakrishna outside and come in. Because otherwise, you know, it's not out of non-reverence to great saint Ramakrishna, but if I come in with all my ideas and I'll come and I'll try to hear through that filter, how am I going to do it? It won't work. So in these ways, everything has to be put aside then. Swami Dayananji, he would say, that meditation says it's an appointment with yourself. You have an appointment with everything else. And, you know, it's quite a challenge because I'm used to just running next thing to next thing. So even when I sit, I'll be quiet for a bit. The mind's going to think about other things that I'm going to... The mind, it's not at fault. That's what the mind does. Right? It's used to doing that. But I keep following it. At least when I notice that the mind is doing this, at least then, when I notice, then I'm aware of the mind. So I'm aware, so I can notice, okay, I can let it go. Because as it's starting to want to go on the tangent, if I notice that, I'm Sakshi, that's mind, it'll dissipate soon. So very important. If we don't take time to do this, then you know, it's not going to be possible to abide like this in myself. Meaning we're abiding in ourselves, but we're somehow caught up in all this other stuff. Very interesting. Very interesting beings, very interesting world like this. So last week, then, discussed about what is the Ishvara, what is the Jiva, and then about how come, when we're looking at this, how come with the Lakshana, uses it, the Lakshyartha instead of the Vachyartha is being used, because otherwise it doesn't really make sense, right? So it's pointed out, what is the individual, what is the totality? And then when you look at this, it won't make sense. Otherwise it's going to be, you know, it won't, you know, it's just some statement for encouragement. Actually, some karmakandas, they'll say it's for encouragement. Oh, yes. Meaning now I'm going to feel so great. I have all the encouragement. Now I can do nice puja and get to somewhere. Like an auto-suggestion type thing. So that's how they try to put it to that fold. But the thing is, the issue with that, you can feel very good, yes, I'm beyond all of this, but if you don't inquire into it, then it stays as some idea. Where actually Vedantic Upasana helps with exactly this point, because you're focusing on something for expansion. How you focus on the God for expansion, because the thing is, I can focus on the God with some agenda. I want to get something from the God. And that's how the earlier stages of bhakti can be like this. But then what happens is, okay, so I'll get this from the God, very good. And next? Well, next thing I'll also get from the God, right? And next problem? Yes. Like once when I was in LA at our center years back. So one lady that came to the talk, she came with that idea, this Ramakrishna idea in the mind. Right? Because she came, she somehow came across in her life, sometime before, how long, I don't know, but it seems something not too old, either to use, that the God is there with her, helping her. When something happens, oh, she knows Krishna is there helping. If some problem comes, oh, he'll be there to help. So I said, very good, but then that's an excellent thing. Very good you feel like this. But then what, we always need to, you know, meaning the God is there to help, help, help. But then it's, I'm still dealing with the using the God for these things. So meaning, by doing that, I solidify I'm this limited when the God is something else helping me like this. And then where does it end? Right? Yes, I'll go through things smoothly. Very good. And then I'll go to a good place afterlife. Very good. And then, oh, make sure I'll get a good seat in the heaven, right? I'll get front row seat. I'll get, you know, very good. And I'll get a good birth next life. Yes, yes. Where does it end? Meaning? That that solidifies my identity as a limited thing because I need the help. At least I see that the worldly things are not going to solve my deeper issues. Right? That's the thing. That's in Gita starts that whole thing that Arjuna doesn't see anything that can solve the problem. And it's true, no worldly thing can solve the human problem. Any worldly thing will help. But then it will be for some time and then what? Like this. Like, I'll give you a nice example I used to like to do. When I used to be in the Shivananda Center in New York years back, there was a cat there, you know, and he was very chubby. He liked to eat a lot. So sometimes this cat, what I would do, I sit and I scratch on the head, same as the cat is enjoying like this, right? Then I would just abruptly stop, and the cat would kind of look up at me. Like, what happened? And I'd see, certain condition good, now what? Meaning I have something, everything's okay there, but then what? Everything's taken care of, but then what? So this one, whatever I have, or you know, whatever starts, it's going to go. The body came, it'll go through changes, it'll somehow go. Anything I do will be for some time, I'll do it, and then it'll be gone. So then what? So that's why the God in this way is a good stepping stone, but then I have to see what do I really want. What I'm really looking for is that's going to always be, that's a never-ending story like that. So that's where vichara comes in. What do I, you know, what I really want is the God itself, the God where I want I don't want to be limited by these things. That's really what I want. So that's where this all comes in. Where in Karma Kanda, and if you go by the Veda, the rituals and all, the rituals in general, you have to, there's a ritual people are doing to get something. There has to be some desire. I have a house, I'm doing puja, new house, so that'll be, the God will protect, so it'll be purified like this. Okay. The temple, they probably have, you know, 50 pounds of lemons a month. Because of new cars. And again, all usually religion will be for this. And so I can go to the heavens, so like this, like this. So there is a desirer there. Now what happens, so there's a problem, the worship like this has a problem when somebody comes that, no, I don't want anything. Then what? You know. I don't want anything, so. So what do you, I want and not want, okay? Like this is no, I have no agenda, I want. Very different. So then, Karvi is like this, wants to get to something, okay? Now, one thing also just connected still with what we were talking last time, talked about that there's, when there's the word, there's a word for something, like we gave the example of tree, there's the word tree, then the word, because there's a thought. We're communicating because we both have that thought, right? So the word is one thing. The thought of tree is another thing, but the tree itself, the vastu, the substance itself, is something else. It's not in the word, not in the thought. So that's what's pointed out here when we take the word I, when we're looking at it. I look at I, not as not the word I. The word I is a word. And not the thought. When I think. And actually, as we said, when you stay with the thought, with I, then it can, it's, but again, just think I, the thought itself, if you really stay with it, then it brings you towards every, you know, I think of something, it takes me towards that. It's true. But what I is beyond the word and beyond the thought. Like the feeling I is closer. Feeling I is beyond this. Because feeling, then you're not just going by thought. So the word is the pointer, but then I have to go to what is being pointed out by it. And that's what this is encouraging to do. And then because of these extra ideas I put on it, I have to reach beyond. That's why the whole inquiry, what are those extra ideas? Because those things I'm taking as a package deal. They say, no, if you really go to the meaning of the word, that's not part of the package itself. And this whole thing, the Tatvamsi Mavaki is helping to point that out. Why that's not part of the package. Okay, like this. So this is the important thing. The word, you go beyond the meaning. Sharavarnam, actually, it's pointed out, so it's going beyond just the surface meaning, or also the vachyartha. Vachyartha, we already know. What I take out is vachyartha. We all have some idea of ourselves, and that's what we take. But then I have to investigate beyond that. So that's one thing. And one other thing, in order to really investigate into this, it takes a lot, as we've seen, to do it. So the thing is, some mukshutvam has to be there. There has to be a discontent that I really want to look into it. If there's a big problem in here, there's fire in here, then we're going to want to go outside. You know, it's not going to be a question about it. If there's a snake in here, we're going to say, let's go outside. You know, call animal control. I don't think they'll come, actually, animal control. Because when I call them for something else, took forever and a day, and then they won't do something. Oh, where is it? You know, there's a chicken that was digging up in our yard so much. Where is it? Might be hiding neighbors, I don't know. Okay, if you catch, you can bring it to us. That's why I called you, because there's some wild chickens coming causing trouble. So, but in any case, that's just the side thing, main thing. We'll go away from it. So there's discontent like this. You have some problem you're trying to solve, you can't sleep, you'll stay up. I want to solve it. Why is it like this? I want to get to the bottom of it. Or another thing is like that, people binge watch because, it's late, but I want to know what happened, so I'm going to stay with it. Right? Like this. Yeah, I can watch it a few evenings and finish the thing. No, it's like they caught. They're very smart, the people who make the shows, that's how they catch you. Like this. Now that the seers are available, it used to be you'd have to wait till next week because it was TV, you'd turn on once a week and see, and that's it. So you'd have no choice about it. But now we have the choice, okay. So these are cases where I want to stay with in order to really see what's there. So here that's very much necessary because there is, as it's said here in the verse, that there's a contradiction there. The contradiction is there. It says, I'm limited, right? I'm apurna. And it's saying, and Brahman is purna. I'm limited, that's unlimited. How can it be the same? How can it be pointing out? Oh, yes, it's the scriptures, the Mahatmas are saying. Oh, so it must be like that. Yes. But then I leave it as the contradiction. I leave it, I don't resolve it. It takes a lot to look into resolve it. But then do I want to resolve it or not? That's really what in Vedanta I have to look into that again and again, ask myself. Only I can resolve it, nobody else can. And text gives some pointers, somebody gives some pointers, but I have to look into it in this way. So it said like this. What else did it say about that? That they're contradictory in that way. And one is within me, I, one I know is there. One is somewhere not available to mind and senses. How can it be the same that and I? How can it be? So it's, these are contradictions, and then it takes a lot to look into them. And we just leave it at that, and then we stay in discontent. Discontent comes up in life from things. But this discontent of that I don't get it is really needed. That's what pushes me to really want to look into it. And as long as that's you know, there's not enough of that, then I won't really push myself to look into it. Well, it's not even pushing yourself to really solve a problem because you have to. You're not pushing yourself, naturally just wanting, you. I have to look into it, right? I need to figure out. So here also, that has to be the mumukshutvam. Anything else I do, I'm still bound. Anything else doesn't solve my problem. Anything else still, you know, I'm caught up in this. I'm still caught up. So what can, that discontent is there. And of course, the mumukshutvam, I want to be free from that. And when we come to Vedanta, we see that the mumukshutvam gets turned into jignasa. I see that it's that I need to understand. Because if it's mumukshutvam is not jignasa, not wanting to know, meaning to be free, something else is needed. I need to get to somewhere or a certain condition or somebody else, like the God needs to do something. Meaning still it has to do with activities, something has to change. So yes, change in that, but here we say, but when we analyze in Vedanta, we see, well, no matter where I'll get to, it still is the same situation. It could be better, more favorable, but it's still the situation of changing, of limitation. So the only way it can be is through understanding, and that's what it's pointing out. So the karma kanda, after I go through all the different things and try to find, you know, I turn to the God instead of the worldly things, you can say, I understand how to do things according to dharma, because otherwise it just causes trouble. Then I slowly see, well, that's also, that helps to go through things more smoothly, but then to really get there, it has to be through understanding. So then we come to tattvamasi like this. So that's another thing, very important, like this, that I have to really want to know. So let's see how it continues to discuss this here in verse 47. Manantara virodhetu mukhyartasya parigrahe mukhyarte na vina bhute pratitir lakshano chyute. In case, in taking the obvious meaning the direct meaning of a word, there is inconsistency with evidence presented with the other means of knowledge. Then taking another meaning of the word, which is not inconsistent with its obvious meaning, is called the indicated meaning. Gives a little bit convoluted, but let's look into it. It says, okay, here's the meaning of a word. Here's the meaning of what you say. But the direct meaning is inconsistent. It doesn't make sense. You say, this, she or she is the pillar of the community. Now, I say, okay, let me take vachyarta. This person is a pillar. Well, they're not that, you know, that big and strong. They're not just like this. A meaning that can't, the vachyarta doesn't make sense. It's a pillar is something insentient. This person's not insentient. So how can it be? It doesn't make sense, right? So then obviously I can't take the direct meanings, because there is a, when I take it, there's a contradiction. Okay? So that I say no. Now though, what happens is I don't then take the whole pillar, the whole thing of pillar aside, everything to do with it I throw out, and then there's the person. No. I take it, meaning they're a very committed person, many people are relying on that person, maybe very selfless, whatever meaning from the stability of the pillar I take. There's a pillar meaning stability and support, I'm very supportive. So that I keep. I put away other sides, the other part of the pillar I put aside, but that one I keep. So meaning some is kept, the other part is put aside. Then it makes sense meaning. Otherwise, why would I say something? Pillar. There would be no need for it. No. So this is where what is being said here. Some has to be kept, but some in this way is dropped like that. Okay. This is what's done. So let's look here 1 minute at the, use our friend the whiteboard to point this out about this. So what happens is when we use the lakshana, the lakshyartha. There are different ways the lakshyartha is used. So lakshyartha, there's a few. Can you read the Hindi letters if I write that? Okay, good. So I don't need to write in English today. We're free of that. So one type is called jahalakshana. Lakshana. So what happens? Jahat. Actually, jahat or jahat. Because the word, the original word is jaha, jahati lakshana, but it becomes jahat lakshana, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure jahat lakshana or jaha lakshana. Because it comes from jahat lakshana. But in any case, the main thing is because it's jahati lakshana, but then becomes one word here. So jaha to put aside. Right? So jaha lakshana or jahati lakshana, what it is when you take the word, the full meaning you put aside. You don't just keep part of the meaning aside, okay? This is what this one is. Meaning, for instance, if you go and you say, there's some committee and the chair has said this and this. Meaning, the chairman or chairwoman like this. The whole chair you put aside. There's no chair. There's no chair in the decision, in the verdict, right? What chair? It's not that there's a part of it there. It's an example you can give like this. So jahal lakshana means the whole thing you throw away. You don't leave anything from the original meaning in there at all. So that's one way a meaning can be taken. So, and we do that in certain things. Something. Like there's some word we use because people familiar were using it, but really means something totally different. That whole thing goes aside. Somebody else hears it, they won't make sense of them because they're not part of that group that understands this thing like this. So that's one example. So example they give for this, where it's totally put aside, is that when you say, give me tea with two spoons. So when you say give me tea with two spoons, then the person brings the tea. Now what happens is they don't give you two spoons, right? There's no spoon at all even, right? They understood spoon, you meant spoon of sugar. Spoon itself is totally put aside. There's no spoon whatsoever to do with what you're getting. So. Spoon was there, but it's gone. The word spoon is totally put away, nothing there. So this is how the full meaning is, the full thing is totally thrown out. Like this. Okay, so that's one way that we communicate with lakshana, where it's, get rid of everything. So that's one option. One option when you have the lakshana. The other is ajaha lakshana, or jahati lakshana. So jaha. Put the a before. Jahan. It's ajahat, it becomes ajahat over there. Ajahat lakshana. This one is you don't get rid of anything. But actually, in the end, you're going to add things to it. So, ajahat. So, if it's the primary meaning, the whole thing is already there, you don't need to add anything else. Right? So obviously here, by not removing meaning, I'm adding something more. So when I add something more to it, so one example is, we'll say, the car is coming. The car is coming, meaning the driver's there too. That's not going to be working very much anymore. Now the car can come without the driver, right? At least you all have Teslas, I think, so you might have that thing where you don't have to go find the parking space or how to park, it can go and do it for you, right? So that's the old style, but we understand that's, in general, usually there's the driver there, so the car's coming, meaning car and driver are coming, right? Like this. So you're adding something to it. You're keeping the whole car and adding that to it, okay? Or the example they give to this, because we're all discussing about We had our tea or coffee, now something to eat. So then you tell, you say, yes, I'd like some idli, right? So the person will just bring you idli and that's it, right? They're not going to do that. They'll bring idli and they'll put some sambar and put some chutney, obviously. Something like this they're going to put with it, right? So something else will be added along with it, okay? So then the primary meaning is there with something more. This is in this way. Then you have, this is two, then you just put the two together. Jaha ajaha. How do they, I'm sorry that the exact writing that I have that bit of confusion, but I think it's correct here. Jaha ajaha. Jaha jaha lakshana. That here, what happens is you're going to remove some of the meaning, but not all of the meaning. So some of it is drop, but not everything. Some you're going to keep, partially drop. Okay, this is where this works. Part you drop, part you keep, and this is we use very commonly. Here now, afterwards you say, I want a mango. So when you say, I want a mango, and you know, if somebody is serving it, let's say in a restaurant, they're not going to bring you the full mango. They're going to remove the peel, they're going to remove the pit inside, they'll give you just the pulp to eat, right? Like this. So they understand, some I'm going to remove and some I'm going to give. So this actually is this is more commonly known as bhaga tyaga lakshana. Bhaga tyaga lakshana. Bhaga, one part, tyaga. You remove one part of it. One part remove, bhaga tyaga. Jaha tyaga is the same thing. And lakshana, interpretation you give. So part of it dropped, but part of it is kept. So this is what it's pointing to. So what happens here, it's saying, mukhyartena, so here it's saying, bhagatyaga lakshana use, or jaha jaha lakshana, same thing. What happens, yes, some of it removed, but some of it you keep. That makes sense in this case. Because I'm a conscious being. So I'm a conscious being. What is behind the whole universe, we're taking as a conscious being. Materialist, we'll take it as something else. Materialist, or however else we say, but here we're saying Brahman, cause of the universe, will be a conscious being. It doesn't make sense with all of the, how it's all orderly and everything, where would it come from? There's some conscious being behind it. So since there's a conscious being behind it, there's that one. So on my side, I have to see, okay, if I remove the other part, the jadam part, because what happens, I make a mixture of drik and drishya, right? Chetana and jadam, I have a mixture. I remove that peel, the jadam part. Right? When I remove it, what am I? Like this. Very interesting. Like this. Then there's no question when I remove it, the idea that I'm this limited thing is not there when I'm just a conscious being. But when I add material to it, I add body, now I'm limited here. I add ideas, now I'm limited by those. So once I add them, the limitation is there. When I remove them, then what? No, but they're, how do I remove them like this one? Look at it. Look, it's viveka, it's not physically doing it. You know, we're not like the mango, we really put the peel aside. How are you going to put the upadhi aside? How are you going to do it? So by understanding, I put it aside. So when I put that aside, part I put aside, part not. I put everything aside now. Like even deep sleep, I don't put everything aside, meaning maybe in the deep sleep I did. Maybe if I was in a coma or under anesthesia, general anesthesia, it seems that it was all gone, but I'm back then, meaning I'm continuing, I'm still there, I didn't just disappear. So the thing is, the, you know, it's not that there's no question that I'm still there. I'm continuing the same thing. So, and deep sleep I can recollect. Oh yes, I knew there was nothing there. So I can't really, that's an interesting thing. I can't really even be put aside, even if I wanted to. Somebody says, I'm a changed person, I'm totally different. What do you mean? There's nothing in common? If you'd say this, you wouldn't see it. I would say I'm a changed person because I'm not that person who before has nothing to do with me now. So how can I be changed? Because it's like the mother that's very angry. You're not my son anymore like this. It renounces, as though she renounces the son. Yeah, a day later she's going to come. Why are you calling? Come, I made some nice food, right? That's what, so she can't let go of that. There. But here you really can't let go. It's not possible. There you can disconnect from somebody. It's possible to do it. But here you can't. You can't even do it like this. So, and then the interesting thing is, though, that we very much like the ajaha. This is what we like more, because, okay, I'm this and this a person. But now I am this and this a person, and there's some, you know, some title is added to me. A lot of people, the moment the title is added, they're going to, you know, keep it there. Like in Uttarkashi, this one house there, person must have moved, the sign isn't there anymore. Retired advocate. This is. Meaning, hold on to it. Keep that was added to me, keep it added. The opposite, somebody I met recently, she's a retired doctor from India. She said that she saw in like her, she comes from a family of doctors, that she saw her father had a very strong identity with it after retiring and everything, and how that affected his life. So she said, once you retire, that's it. She just says that people ask, she just says her name, that's it. If somebody goes and asks, what did you do when you worked in this? Yeah, then she'll say, she's not going to hide it. But she's not going saying, I'm a retired physician. She said it's so, she freeing herself from that identity, how amazing, like this. So in this way, we add the things. There's some, I saw once some sannyasi come and give talks here. I don't remember who, where he's from. Buddha's Dr. Swami, blah, 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 blah. I thought, Dr. Swami? I don't know if it's medical, probably medical doctor, not doctor, but I don't know. You're sannyasi, you can't even, okay, you say Swami so-and-so, fine, but the doctor, how do you, that's, I want to add things. So how much are we adding? That's what we're doing. We're here, Vedanta says, I want to drop the thing. Could be, again, I don't know the person. Could be that draws people, and then that's why then people come and get some benefit. It could be. I really don't know. So I'm just saying, just from seeing, and just in order for us to analyze like this. Because if you use the title for some reason, but you don't, you know, no problem. That's the important thing is identification. So how much am I adding to it? And we're here. So we love to keep adding. And actually the adding is, okay, I is where I start with. I, what I identify with right now is where I can start. That's fine. But then mine, I think, is the one that is obviously I'm adding. Because whatever mine, then that mine now, meaning if that's very easy to see, that mine isn't the substantial thing. Now it is tomorrow, what will be there? Mm-hmm. So at least that one I should be able to put aside. So first we have to make sure adding these things, I want to add. And actually the karma kanda, the ritual, this I do want to add, because I want to add punya, I want to add, and I want to get to somewhere and everything, so I do want to add in order to get there. So here, the other way around, I want to drop. The Mahatmas, they'll say that punya is also for them, punya is also papa, because punya meaning now, I have to also keep going through. I'll have iron chains instead of gold chains instead of iron chains like this. I'll be in a big house arrest instead of being in a jail cell. So it's more comfortable, and still I'm still under arrest. So that I also don't want. That's how they'll say about it. So here I have to be aware what I'm adding and what not, and then have to see what can be removed, I need to remove. What can be removed, then I can look into it. This is some of the important things being pointed out here. Okay, like this. Now what happens though is then we get to, what we do a lot of time is we get into contradictions. Somebody says, oh, my health isn't as good, I want better health. And even the doctor or dietitian says, okay, well, these things please, you know, keep away from, but then the person can't keep away from, meaning the desire to be healthy isn't strong enough like that. Somebody I used to know, he was a chiropractor, but other things, nutritionist, many other things like this. So he used to have people would come to for consultation, and he'd say, okay, for your health problem and this, we're just gonna eat natural foods. Now, nothing processed, that's what we'll eat. So let's see what you usually have, and accordingly we'll discuss. So he said it would be time and again, the person would say, well, breakfast, I have this protein shake. Oh, that one, you know, it has chemicals, artificial things. Let's not, for now, don't have that. No, I have to have it. No, but for some time. No, I can't get that up like this. So in this way, this is what happens. How earnest am I to follow something in this way? So it takes a lot to learn. Nobody's saying, okay, very easy. Yes, I'm going to be totally earnest. I'm going to put away all my identifications. Well, I have to try. I have to look into it. I keep looking into it like this. And so this is what happens in this way. So here it said then, along with the main meaning, mukhyarta, the main meaning. Mukhya, the main, that's the main meaning. Along with that, avinabhute, it is not being fully left out, meaning some is being kept. Avinabhuta, put aside, not partially put aside, right? So meaning some is there. This understand, pratiti, is the lakshana we're talking about here. Okay, this lakshana, the bhag, again, jaha lakshana you can say, but bhagatyaga lakshana used much more common. Bhagatyaga puts the part aside, then see what the meaning is like this. So what part do I put aside? Whatever can be put aside. Whatever can't be, how are you going to put aside? Whatever is possible, cut and put aside, right? In this way. Because in the end, when everything put aside, what's left? Actually, about this is a very interesting thing. At the time, and when you put everything aside, even you didn't put everything aside, but now I put enough aside that right now I don't really have a need. I don't want anything right now, right? I don't want, no want, and there's no concern because I have no want. At that time, when we're in that place, do we think of God then? There's nothing to think of God then because I'm totally fine. I think of God when there is some desire or concern, right? So desire, fear, then the God is there. No desire, fear, what's there to think of the God? So, very interesting. Why? Because contentment, purana, contentment, so purana, I'm purana. So I am purana, like this. So when these are put aside, naturally, I'm in that place, okay? So this is what has to be done. Next verse is, continuing the same thing, they're really together. Tattvamasyadivakyeshu
Lakshana-bhaga-lakshana
Soyamityadivakyastha-padayoho It's a bit of a long word there.
So hamiti.
Adivak. Actually, that is also can't be broken there, but doesn't matter. We'll break it. Even the unbreaker will break. So hamitya divak yastha.
So hamitya divak yastha.
Padayo rivana para.
Padayo rivana para.
Because the whole thing really can't break so much, but no problem. Like in a sentence, that person who you know is this person that you see now. The only meaningful interpretation of the great sentence, like that you are, is to adopt the distinctive mark in which part of the direct meaning of the words is kept part not, meaning only meaning, bhagatyaga lakshana. Meaning the only logical way to do it is bhagatyaga lakshana. Because we saw direct meaning doesn't work, the other types of lakshyarta, of implied meanings, also won't work here. Because you can say, well, why are you taking this implied meaning? Why not a different implied meaning? Remove everything, and then, you know, put on something else, and then you become the God. You become like this. Or, right, or remove everything, or I need to add something. I can remove something, but I need to add other things to me, and then I'll be there. So, say, no, this isn't what's going to work here, as we're looking at now. The adding things we've already tried, right? And then what happens is the direct meaning doesn't work. So that's why none of these will work otherwise, okay? So bhagatyaga lakshana alone is going to work, like the example we saw earlier. The famous example, soyam devadattaha, that's his so ayam iti adi. So just like this example or other similar examples, that the friend you met, that you haven't seen for a few decades, and then you're not sure who that is, so somebody else tells you, oh, this is Devadatta, right? Devadatta, who you went to high school with, blah, 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 and then they say, this is that Devadatta. Right? And then, of course, there are two there Devadattas in your mind. One is the old person in front of you, one is the teenager that you remember. So one is pratyaksha, immediate, one is paroksha, just, you know, not immediate, you remember somewhere from way back then. And then one of them is old, one is young, one is here, one is in a totally different place. All these contradictions are there. But the thing is, I remove extraneous things, age I remove, appearance I remove, location I remove. All these things I remove, and then I see it's one and the same. What is one and the same? Is the body the same? Is, you know, the person's living in a different place, citizen of a different country, right? Weren't married, now they're parent or grandparent. All these things. All these conditions, then they're a student, now they're a retired advocate. So all these things we remove, and this one remains. So same as this example, because this example works exactly, seemingly two very different things, but you're seeing why they're one and the same, right? You're seeing why they're one and the same because you're removing what seems to be contradictory between the two, and there's no question that it's one and the same. You don't have a question, it's the same person. So actually, I'll say I'm here, and I have. If I say I'm jiva, I'm beyond this life. Yes, I have previous lives, let's say this, so I'm here. And then there's some lives ago, and there's somewhere in the middle. All these things you add. Right? You know, what are you in all of that? Which part of it are you? Your mind has changed. You don't even need the previous lives, just this lifetime. How many things have come and go? How much? So I am, you took the Devadatta, now you take yourself. I now, me in my 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever, and when I was 10 years old, then, what is the same? I'm that same one. You say, yes, I'm that one. What do you mean by you're that one? Right? Is anything in the body same as then? No. Are you in the same place as you were there? No. Do you have the same object? Well, that's not me. Objects isn't me. Right? Everything is different. Different ideas. What is the same? So that pairs it down so much. So it's just like the Devadatta I do, same with the individual and the totality. Like this. That same thing is done here. Okay. So in this way, so we dismiss part of the meaning. Okay. So in this way. And actually then, you remove, as just with myself, I remove the the jadam part, the insentient part. With Brahman also believe the insentient part. Maya is going to be insentient. Power is energy. That's not sentient, right? You have the power to sleep, the ability to sleep, to dream. It depends on the conscious being. It's not a conscious thing. You can speak. Is speaking a conscious thing? Words, articulation, this, it's a technical thing. It's jadam, it's a machine, it's a machinery. You're the conscious being behind it, right? And then, you know, you can, I can see. Seeing is a technical, mechanical thing. You're the one conscious behind it. So all the jadam part, I have to put aside. So for Brahman also, this poor Brahman, you're wanting to tie the God into a permanent job like this. Like we get to retire, does the God get to retire? We get to retire after a few decades. That one after billions of years still can't retire. You see how much we're tying and put poor God into it. Remove also that from the God side, what conscious being to. Then compare. No, that's a different conscious awareness than this one. How do you know? Well, the thing is, you say it's other because of the upadhi. Right? You say it because of upadhi, but when you remove the upadhi, then what? You remove the upadhi of who you were in the dream, who you are in waking, you see it's the same thing. You're first person dream, first person in waking. You're the same one, right? I'm the one who dreamt, I'm the one who was in the dream, I'm the one who's also here in this role here. I don't have a question about the same one, but I remove the upadhi. As the upadhi, then it's something different. So here also the upadhi, the whatever is not the sentient part, remove, not the conscious part, then see. Because again, when you remove those, then I have no question that I don't feel any limitation then. So this is the important thing, okay? So that's how this worked, how you do it in this way. So it said, Tattvamasi Adivakyeshu, in the Mahavakyas, like Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi, they're all Mahavakyas, same thing, they're pointing out the same thing. In these, which lakshana to use, which implied meaning is bhaga lakshana, meaning bhaga tyaga lakshana. Bhaga, keep one part, get rid of one part. So bhaga tyaga or bhaga, same thing, but they call bhaga tyaga to make it clear. So soyam iti, just as the example of this person is that. Right? Vakyarata padayoho, this, the meaning of, by the meaning of the two words is used in this way, not a different lakshana. You get different lakshana, it's not going to work. Other interpretations will not do it. They can't stand. People can try to use them because of some sort of belief, as we said, but if you look at it closely, that it doesn't make sense then. It can't stand then. It's not going to do that. Okay, so this is how it works. There's an interesting thing, this that Swami Paramatmananda, he says, when you look into it, you do your vichara, he says, okay, so right now I'm this individual, meaning I identify with ego like this. So it says, first of all, you have to remove that, you see yourself as jivatma, meaning that yes, there's the upadhi, there's the body-mind complex, I'm the conscious being behind the body-mind complex. Start with that. He says, you do this, this is one thing you do. First step, I'm this one. Says, okay, once this, that's first step, then you have to see in a larger picture. Larger picture after that, then paramatma bhava, meaning I'm the consciousness, so I'm the consciousness behind this body mind. There is the universal consciousness behind all of it, so I'm the consciousness behind this body mind, the same consciousness behind all body minds. So then, this Ambrahmasmi, the consciousness, it's one consciousness. Drop the idea of the limited upadhi. So he says that's from this, go to that. Then he says after that, you come to Sarvatma Bhava. Because now everything is, I appear as everything. Because it's not, there's the, now you'll say I'm the Chetana, but not the Jadam. the dream, in the dream, I was the Chetana, one small Chetana there with all sorts of issues to deal with in the dream. Think of this, how much the jiva struggles in the waking state, we have to struggle everything. The dream, we have to struggle also with the whole world. My God, this is tough, huh? So there, that one. But then I see, hey, I'm the consciousness behind that dream character. Okay, good. But then I'm the consciousness behind everything in the dream, not just behind that one. But where? What about everything else in the dream? Am I not everything else there too? I'm everything else there. I'm not just the consciousness principle, because what's behind the unconsciousness things is the consciousness itself. It just appears in a different way, like this. I'm a conscious being. Everything appears within the consciousness. Where is the consciousness not in all of your experiences? It's in everything. So what is separate from it? It's like what the rope, the snake, is not separate from the rope. So what is mithya meaning? Satyam is there, we just didn't see it clearly. So first the viveka is needed on myself. Then afterwards to see it's not as a conscious being, I'm not limited here. Because when I see that, the idea that it's limited from other things will drop. So the one consciousness behind everything, then there is no more everything. The everything is that, like this. Sarvatma bhava would be a result, it would come. It's not, okay, now I've seen the consciousness behind everything, now let me find that I'm everything too. It'll on its own, you know. Once you know it's a rope, you think about it, why did it look like a snake? Yeah, the snake was the rope, it's not something different. But just to point out, he breaks down very nicely and very, you know, accurate, like nice points of stages, points out. It's a nice way to look at it like this. Like this, then it comes about, then you see, okay, the whole thing was me to begin with, like this. So, only bhagatyaga lakshana, whatever can be dropped. You meditate, you drop everything. What can't you drop? You don't drop. What really cannot be dropped? You can't drop, right? What I take as an idea of me, that one, I have to drop. Like this. That's the viveka. So let's stop here for today.
Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Good, so we'll have two more classes where we're actually, then we'll finish the text itself. And then one more class after that for questions, that by then everybody will have to pull their questions together after they do their vichara and everything we studied, so we can start doing that homework, because next week we'll give the homework for that. And then we'll finish this. So almost there. We'll see you back in Bay Area soon.
I hope so.
Well, wherever life leads us, it leads us.